Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to a brand new extra special episode of Tender Loving Care with your host, myself, Pauline, and my darling Kate. Kate and I have decided we cannot not discuss the latest show airing in the 90 Day Fiancé franchise. 90 Day Fiancé, Happily Ever After. As you probably know, our podcast, Tender Loving Care, which is available on all podcasting platforms, has a new episode each Tuesday. In the episode, we discuss our 90 Day Fiancé franchise. Wednesday, we discuss shows that we have picked from our Wheel of Shame that contain past and present shows from TLC Network. And we deep dive and discuss if anybody is really learning anything from the Learning Channel. But let's get into this show and discover if we're learning anything from 90 Day Fiancé. Hi guys! Hi, hi, hi! Hope everything is wonderful and beautiful in your world. I want to do a little bit of housekeeping, top of the show, as you know I like to. Number one, thank you, thank you, thank you for your response to our merch. Very, very proud to say that after a long time about talking about it, thinking about it, all this stuff, that we have released our first couple of items of merch. So the link is in our, is it in our bio? I think I need to add it to our bio. It has been in our story. I've posted some photos of what we have. At the moment, we have some very, very cute hoodies, sweaters, t-shirts, all with the Tender Loving Care icon on there. And then we also have a couple of shirts and sweaters that simply say unclear. Because I think that term that I use a massive amount on this podcast is not only so associated with the pod at this point, but it also works so well to describe the majority of what is going on with the people on these shows. Do we know? No. Unclear. So when you purchase your unclear sweater, people are going to know automatically that you have an opinion on something. They're going to know that you have great taste. And they're going to say unclear. Unclear on what? And then, guys, you go into it about Tender Loving Care and the potty. And promote us, please. Thank you. But no, I do want to just say thank you so, so much to everybody that's purchased. It has been really just so exciting. I have a ton of stuff to put up there. I'm just trying to find all the hours in the day to get all of this done. You know, it's the reason, you know, I always say such a big thank you to all of you that support us by listening, by rating our podcast, by telling people about the potty, by writing reviews, and then monetarily by becoming part of our Patreon, only $5 a month, or buying our merch, is that, you know, it just helps us so much because I love doing this beyond anything. I mean, I really, really do. I spend so much of my life doing the potty every week and it's amazing. And I'm always trying to figure out some ways that it's going to be more fun and more exciting and better things to talk about for all of you guys. And it's obviously really time consuming. And believe it or not, I do actually have a social life outside of 90 Day Fiancé. Shocking, I know. And outside of Bravo shows as well. So I try to do that. I try to have a life and work and do this. And just to see the support that you give back means a lot. So thank you guys. I really, really appreciate it. Every time we see a new Patreon, see the new order for the merch, it means everything. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Check out our merch. It's on our Instagram, Tender Loving Care Podcast. You can see all the photos there. And then stuff is going to get added constantly. So be sure to be watching our stories and our links. I think that was all I was going to say for housekeeping. Anything else? I don't think so. Just released another little goss sesh episode. If you're unfamiliar, I'm now starting to release these little short bursts, just going over some goss that's happening or breaking in the Bravo and TLC world, because as you know, it is constant and nonstop. So, yes, there's a little bit in that we discuss this possible new Bravo divorce that's coming. A lot of people are saying it's going to be Candy and Todd from Real Housewives of Atlanta. We also discuss Shannon Bedore going on Jeff Lewis's podcast and that whole crazy interview that she takes place of her discussing John Jansen in this lawsuit. It's fascinating, guys. Go and check it out. All right, so let's get on to 90 Day. So as I said, you know, I going into this 90 Day Fiancé Happily Ever After, I'm excited now because the Nicole and Mahmoud of it all. I mean, as I said last week, I do wish there was a show that was just those two, but they are so fascinating to watch. And so far, nobody is annoying me too much. I mean, Rob and Sophie are bad, especially this week. A couple of stuff he says, it's just, he's so bizarre. His thinking, he's so small-minded. And as Sophie said, small-faced as well. Do you remember that when she said, yeah, you know, I really love, like, when I met Rob, I just couldn't believe, like, you know, his face was just sort of really small. Like, I didn't know his face was going to be that small. Anyway, I'm working on my Sophie impression, guys. Bear with me. All right, so let's get stuck into these couples. Why don't we start with Sophie and Rob and just go into it? So, you know, they're still in Austin and they're all on this thing about we're trying to figure out if we're going to be back together, essentially. So Sophie's going over to his apartment. Well, her and his, I guess, because she's staying with a friend, but she's not staying there at the moment. She goes over and I don't know about you two. It's both of them have like, portray themselves, I would say, as very sexy. They both have OnlyFans. I do not suggest Googling Rob's OnlyFans. It's very graphic. Anyway, they both have OnlyFans. Sophie's, you know, Instagram is very, very sexy and tight. But they seem that they have zero sexual chemistry. And when they meet each other, right, at the apartment, they do like side hugs. It's the most, this is a married young couple that's supposed to be so in love with each other, but they look like absolute strangers. And it's all to do, like she, like I noticed with Sophie, she's very, very physically uncomfortable. I don't know whether that's just on camera or whether it's, she's spoken about the wig that she was wearing this entire season and how it was really, really bad wig. And every time he goes to hug her, I feel as though he has to hug her a certain way so the wig doesn't come off. But he's hugging her. I don't even hug new people I meet on a side hug. It's such an odd, weird thing to do. And that's how he's greeting his wife. I don't know. Every time we see him together, it's so weird. And then she sees these flowers and this letter underneath. And he was so proud to say that he stole these, like, it wasn't a bunch of flowers. It was like a three-pronged type of like stemmed flower that he grabbed off a bush. And he's like, I had to stop my car. And it was in the rain. And I jumped over to go and grab that. And she was completely enamored by it. She's like, oh, wow. I mean, the bar is so low. And then there's a letter underneath. She's like, oh, I thought it's, It was really funny. She's like, I thought this was a love letter. And then she reads it out. It's like, put makeup away. Do the dishes. I could stop laughing. That was great. Then they get into their confessional and they're saying that, you know, Rob, Sophie's like, you count the amount of toilet paper I use. And he's like, yeah, because I don't know what's gone on, but these two are such odd characters. I think individually they're very, very odd. They're very, very socially awkward. And together they're even worse. He's like, you stay in the bathroom all day. You stay in there all day and then you use a whole toilet paper roll. She's like, yeah, yeah. They're so odd. I think the more I'm watching this, the more I'm realizing how socially awkward these two are. And they're just bizarre with each other. I don't think they have proper conversations. I've never seen them converse over any... Like, you know how you have those couples in life that you look at that may be friends of yours and you just kind of go, but what do you talk about? Like when it's, you know, 8 o'clock at night, work has finished, you're at home, you may be doing dinner or you finish dinner and you're about to sit down, like, what do you talk about? Because I can tell you these two are not talking about anything. I think it's grunts and they're both on their phone and it's bizarre. They then decide to go on a date where they go like dancing, which is so strange, and they greet each other. She comes out in this incredibly uncomfortable and ultra tight looking jumpsuit short thing. He's like, oh, you look amazing. She's like, you look amazing. And he's wearing just like a shirt. It's strange. Anyway, regular shirt. But anyway, they greet each other again. Side hug. So weird. Then he has a poem. Listen, I think for my mental health, I actually turned off. I think my brain switched off during the poem because I just wrote in my notes, poem, dot, 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 and I didn't write any of the content. I don't want to hear it anymore. After the dance that he did at LAX when she came off the plane, that wasn't even a dance. I can't have any of Rob's artistic creativity anymore, and I use that term very loosely. So they're dancing, they seem to be having fun, and I actually see him smile, which he never does. And then there is this whole issue, which I had to watch my temper. Okay, so they're dancing and she says, my friend Callum is going to come and visit me. And automatically, Rob takes this as a great insult. He is absolutely disgusted and angry that she has a friend that would come and visit. Why is he flying to you? I would never go and fly my friend. You're gonna fly. I would never go and do that to see my friends. Now, coming from someone that has moved to another continent, my friends fly all the time to come and see me in America, as do I going back. And this little small-faced, small... Oh, picture, just narrow-minded man is so angry because she has, and utterly bewildered that someone actually travels and someone actually flies to go and see friends. It was like a foreign concept to him and he was angry. He goes, he better not be good-looking. His reactions are like clinically irrational. I mean, he is so insecure. He is so ridiculous. It is incredibly hard to watch someone that is filled with so much self-hatred, so much insecurity, and not the lack of self-awareness to not realize that by saying something like, oh, I don't know, that's so weird that a friend would come and visit you. I'm really angry about that. And he better not be good looking because that's really wrong. He doesn't understand how that is completely irrational and bizarre. He's a horrible creature. I'm sorry. He is just the exact epitome of everything I dislike in someone. Narrow-minded, angry, so... nasty, incapable of expressing any type of emotion, can't articulate himself. He's just someone you want to distance yourself from. He's someone I would run a mile from. He has so much work to do. Look, don't we all? Absolutely. But this guy has to really get some seriously clinical help. He's not well. And next week, this guy Callum comes in, who is her friend from England. And he seems like a lovely guy, good looking, super polite. Hi, Rob. And Rob looks like Sophie has just brought in and is having sex with someone in front of him. He is so, he's so angry. He's like, she never told me he was good looking. So he could be a supermodel. It doesn't matter. It shows that you have no trust, no faith, and are desperately insecure of anyone that isn't you being near Sophie. He's a disaster. Guys, he's a disaster. But we're keeping it positive. Let's move on. Let's go to Liz and Ed. And ooh, the darkness surrounding this couple, we know. We've seen it for years now. But this whole thing, we see them making breakfast with Liz's daughter in the morning, Riley, who's visiting Arkansas for the summer. And we hear that Liz's mum and grandmother are coming because she's going to go wedding dress shopping. And they're making pancakes or something to do with flour, and they're measuring all of this out. And Ed immediately gives me that really scary stepfather vibe. You know, the really bad stepfather, the stereotype of a bad stepfather that's like, you two don't mess this up. Don't make this counter messy because I'm the one that has to deal with it. And they're just like making breakfast. They're pouring flour into a bowl and he's already warning them and angry at them that if they mess up, they've got to be careful because it was really unnerving to watch. It was not nice. It was not nice at all. And then the daughter's like, okay, how about we stop talking about this? And he's like clearing stuff up and then they're arguing in front of her. And I was like, oh, I don't like this at all. So they go wedding dress shopping, the mother and the grandmother. And the mother is so interesting. She has the exact same form and build as Ed. They're exactly the same height and the exact same build. I just thought I'd point that out. They go wedding dress shopping and she comes out in a couple. It just ends up in floods of tears. And then she says, I'm so shocked this is happening. And I'm like, yeah, so are we, love. And it's so weird watching this because they're already in the process of divorce if they're not divorced already and she's already got a new boyfriend. So it's like, it's weird to watch all of this. But anyway, she's in the wedding dress shop and she starts crying to the mother of stop, you know, don't be too hard on Ed. And he's not that bad, I promise. And it's really dark. And just crying in the wedding dress shop. Then the dress, she picks a dress. It's less than a grand, but she says it's going to be about a grand. And that's more than I wanted to spend. And then she's getting nervous about this 4th of July party. That's why the grandmother and mother are there for this 4th of July party. And that she's terrified that they're going to go in on Ed. And I don't blame them if they do. We see next week that the mother takes Ed aside and literally from the back, they are identical. It's really interesting.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And they sit down and Ed seems very abrasive towards the mother. So we'll see how that conversation goes down. I mean, can you imagine being that mother and seeing your daughter already divorced twice? She's 31 years old, marrying this guy who's 58. And they're just, who's cheated on her multiple times. Oh, awful. Emily and Kobe, we are back in Cameroon. They're driving to meet Kobe's family. There's not a lot of notes I have on Emily and Kobe because like I say, I think they genuinely really have a great relationship. And you know, that is not for reality TV. That is not what we want to see. But they seem to, Kobe's really, really happy to be back in Cameroon, and meeting all of the family was wonderful, and they seem so warm and hospitable, and Emily's parents were great, and I just think they get on very, very well. Kobe's really happy to be there. They seem like they have a good sense of humour. Emily and her family are very open. And then Kobe's saying that they need to do a native marriage there, a traditional marriage, Cameroon marriage. And that's all I have for them. Honestly, I just think they're the couple that brings lightness to a lot of this, these dark characters like Liz and Ed, because they are just a good family. They just seem to have made it work. I mean, they live in their parents' basement, but parents seem okay, and Kobe's got a good, you know, he's got a good job, and Emily's looking after the children. They just had a third one. The children seem happy and healthy, and they do, and yeah, it's like, get off our screens, okay? Get off our screen. This is not for a TLC show, okay? But no, it's lovely to see. They're getting on very well. So I don't think we're going to have a lot of drama with them. I think they're just going to have a great season. Now, Ashley and Manuel. Oh my God. I really am so in love with Ashley and Manuel. Manuel is terrible to her at times, but the way Ashley, their dynamics of their relationship and the laugh that they have with each other does make me really love them. So we see Ashley and Manuel doing this fake scene where they're going to go and buy a motorbike. And it's like, well, I guess I always say motorbike. In America, you say motorcycle. But I mean, this thousands and thousands of dollars. And we've already found out Ashley's in $100,000 worth of debt. So I don't think they're buying a motorbike. But they go in there and they do all this thing. And it was so funny. It was like Manuel, because he loves motorbikes, was like, you know, I want to ride it around and make new friends. I just love that quote. I want to ride it around and make new friends. I was like, you do that. I can imagine him like doing part of these biker groups, you know, wearing his jacket and just, you know, on a Sunday, hanging out with these new biker friends. Anyway, can we talk about the bike shop owner? Now, I think he definitely had some improv or some drama training in the past, or some aspirations to be on television, because he's loving it. He's showing them the bikes. Then they do an interview with him, and he's talking about, you know, they obviously don't buy a motorbike and they leave. And the bike shop owner says, I saw the fire in his eyes. He's going to chase that to the rest of his air-breathing days. Whoa, that was a lot, bike shop owner. That was a lot. Fire, I see the fire in his eyes. He's going to chase that to the rest of his air-breathing days. He's talking about Manuel and one of the bikes. I thought that was beautiful work. It was beautiful work from the bike shop owner. So thank you for that. Appreciate it. So they leave, and as they're leaving, they get into an argument again about, you know, him and learning English and making new friends and stuff like that. So they end up going to the spiritualist shop, where Ashley is convinced that he needs to do something magical to get rid of all these blockages he has. He's not learning English. He's kind of closed off. So this was a great scene in there. It looked like a beautiful shop. They decide they're going to do a spiritual bath to open up his path. And what I like about him is, even though he doesn't necessarily agree with it, he's not combative with Ashley about it. And he's funny with it. You know, he's like, oh, okay, all right, if this helps me learn English, come on, put me in a bath. Like, he has a humor about it. And I think that's the essence of why Ashley and Manuel get on so well, plus that they have a ton of sex. But they laugh with each other a lot when they're not screaming at each other. And I do think Manuel has a great sense of humor, as does Ashley. And it was just funny. So he's not combative about it, which I liked. He's like, all right. Then they go to his English class. Guys, this was amazing. So he's decided he has to start learning English. So he goes to this English class where this teacher, now it was him and two other people, and they were beginning the fundamentals of learning the English language. This teacher, obviously it's a lot to do with the editing, right? But the teacher was bewildered looking at Manuel. I was like, isn't this your job, to teach people to learn English from scratch? He was looking at Manuel as completely confused that this guy didn't speak any English. I was like, well, this is kind of your job, dude. And the English teacher just was like, I'm over it. I just put that teacher is awful. Sorry. It was just very confusing. Then we get to the evening where they're going to do this spiritual bath. Guys, I thank you, TLC, and thank you, editors. You know, they do the Lord's work. They put up to the music. They're starting to prep everything for the ceremony. And they have like this vampiric music going on in the background. I loved it. And then you get Manuel saying, oh, you know, I just hope she doesn't turn me into a frog. I was howling. I love these two so much. So they're going to do it in the back garden. So they go into the back garden. Then they hear this noise. And even the camera is like all shaken and goes down. And it's a family of stunning raccoons. And you know, if you've listened to this party, I'm obsessed with raccoons. I have raccoons all around my neighborhood. I have them, you know, I open my door at night and they're on my opposite house's roof. I blow them kisses. I talk to them. They are so gorgeous. They are so stunning. And they are all in the tree where they're doing the ceremony. So they're doing the ceremony and Manuel's like, well, we have them in Ecuador. Maybe that was a good sign. So I loved this segment with these two. I really did. And the addition of the raccoons was just perfect. Okay, so Jasmine and Gino, this one was really hard to take. So we're driving back from the lawyer that we'd seen last week, and the whole essence of what's going on is Gino had completed all of the K-1 visa process to get Jasmine to the States where they got married, and she's now there legally and waiting for the physical green card to come in the post. They go to the lawyer because they want to actively figure out when she can bring her two children over to the States. We discover last week while she was at the lawyer that during the K-1 process, all those forms, all that money, everything you have to do, which Gino did without a lawyer, he neglected to include Jasmine's children's name on there to be included in this process to eventually bring them to America. Now, because he neglected to do that, the lawyer told him it could take anywhere between 2 to 3 years to get the children over. So as you can imagine, Jasmine is distraught. And this isn't, you know, this isn't Jasmine being upset because she can't get a new boob job or Gino won't pay for, you know, a 7 grand wedding dress. She's upset because she thought she was going to have her children over with her. And she's being told she will have to wait to see her children, which is the most devastating thing for a parent. So they go to this coffee shop, which I did put on our Instagram. I've never seen bigger coffee mugs in my entire life that was in this coffee shop. They were huge. And they're having this conversation, and this is basically their whole segment, is this conversation, this coffee shop, and it's heartbreaking. I think it was very, very tough. Jasmine is distraught, and Gino does this thing as soon as he's uncomfortable. You see him, his body language. He crosses his arms. He's like a petulant child. He goes, I can do it myself. Nope. I can do it. I'm not getting a lawyer. I'm not going to pay $5,000 for a lawyer. No, I can do it myself. And his eyes start to dart. He crosses his arms over his body like a child. It's so infantile. It's really odd and unnerving to watch. And then he starts to like stutter and he starts to blink. And it's a really odd reaction that he has when he gets into these type of arguments. And he calls her horrible names. And he gets so stubborn. And she's basically begging him, I'm begging you, please, this $5,000 is for our children. He says, nope, I'm not doing it. Nope, I can do it. I can do it all. Whereas he's just sat with a lawyer that said, you've already messed this up once. You need a lawyer to file these type of papers. You need to be very familiar with the law to be able to do this, the immigration law. Nope, I can do it. Nope. And he has these like short breaths and cuts his words off, and she's begging him. And then he just walks out on her. He's really so unpleasant. And it's such an unpleasant scene to see. He really is just horrible in this moment. And especially when it's about the children. And, you know, sure, Jasmine's a nightmare. But like I say, she's not begging him for money for a wedding dress or elaborate plastic surgery, which she has done in the past. They start getting her children over and he messed it up. There's a lot of stuff online that's like, you know, their take is that he did all this deliberately. I don't think that. I think that he is just so annoyed that he didn't do it perfectly and wants someone to blame. So he's just stubborn, and it was horrible to watch. Poor Jasmine, of course, once again, she's like, I want a divorce, I'm going back to Panama. So as far as her Instagram, she's still in the States. So we'll see how all this plays out. I just hope her children get here sooner than 2 to 3 years. And then best to last, guys, best to last. Even though I say this is best to last, but they're a terrible couple. But we're back with Nicole and Mahmoud. Now, I forget, there's 9 years between Mahmoud and Nicole. That is a big amount of time, a big age gap between these two. Big age gap. Anyway, so we see them waking up the day after Mahmoud has arrived, and she said he didn't sleep. So she gets all sexy. She goes, he didn't sleep in his pajamas. Actually, he didn't sleep in anything, even though he was tired last night. Anyway, so I'm glad Nicole and Mahmoud at least are having sex, because the rest of their relationship is a disaster. But then we see this great scene. So he's waking up, and she has... First of all, Nicole and Mahmoud are tiny people. Like, they're very, very slim people. Naturally, just very, very slim. And she opens up a box of, I swear to God, it was like 15 to 30 donuts. I swear, they were like a huge amount of donuts. I did think she probably got them for the crew as well. But it was a massive amount of donuts. And she put like 5 on a plate or 6 on a plate to say to Mahmoud, which one do you want? And he took one, and as every foreigner does that comes to America, they're like, oh, this is too sweet, and I don't know how any of you eat all of this. We always see it, because yes, we know in this country our diet is, for the majority, appalling. But yeah, so he eats a little bit, and he's like, oh. And then they've decided they're going to go to Santa Monica Pier, which we saw a clip of last week. So it's a real, really great thing to always do, go to Santa Monica Pier when you have, you know, people that are just coming here as tourists. So they go to Santa Monica Pier, and they are walking down there. They go to look at the little tourist shops and look at all the shirts and everything. And he's like, I would never wear this. I'd sooner die or whatever. The problem is, it's his first day and there is zero level of excitement. He is just angry, unwilling, and unenthusiastic. And it's hard. And Nicole, in her confessionals, is saying, I just want him to be at least excited. I understand he's going to be homesick. I understand this is a massive move. All of that is true. But even on your first day, you think you'd be a little bit excited to be like, that's a Hollywood sign. Wow, I'm at an ocean in Los Angeles, California. This is exciting. Nothing. Could barely crack a smile. And he just genuinely doesn't want to change, and he doesn't want to be there. And that's why this marriage is not going to work. So they're going down the pier, and I just put, he's so depressed on his first day. And then we get this crazy outburst. So, you know, Nicole's doing everything, and I'm sure she's just fed up. She's saying to him, I understand how hard it is, but I'm here. I know what it's like to move countries. I know what it's like to leave everyone, but I'm here. And then we don't see this specifically, him eyeing this woman, but there's a woman, a Muslim woman, that's wearing a hijab. And then it cuts to Nicole saying, is that what you want? Is that what you want? Could you have stared any fucking harder at that Muslim woman? If that's what you want, then you can go back to Egypt, because that's not what you're getting here. And he's like, what are you talking about? Stop. What are you talking about? And she goes, if you want to be a womanizer, you can go back to Egypt. And then he storms off. Now, guys, this is their first day. He has not even been on American soil for 24 hours. And this is what's going on. And yeah, so he storms off, and then you storms down the Santa Monica Pier. And then you hear her on the phone. This is all coming next week, of her on the phone being like, you got an Uber or you got a Lyft? Or like, where are you? Where are you? He doesn't know where the hell he is. So I don't know if production gave him a lift or something, or he just took a ride from some random stranger, which would make for great TV. But yeah, that was it. That's their first trip out. Oh, and by the way, this isn't even the scene where, you know, we're going to see her in her car screaming, Mahmoud, as he's crossing along with a suitcase across a bridge somewhere in Los Angeles. So we have a lot to go with these two, but as we know, Mahmoud was arrested, I believe, for domestic violence in Los Angeles. So these two, I'm sure, I would imagine he's back in Egypt now, unless he had to go through a court case. I don't know what's going on, but I can tell you guys, I'm keeping my eyes peeled as I'm around, hopping and bopping around LA, to try and spot Nicole or Mahmoud. So don't worry, I am looking for them. All right, I'm going to love you and leave you guys. We are going to get on and I'm going to record a couple more episodes for you. But please go and enjoy Goss Sesh that was just released. And then always remember your support to us means absolutely everything. And if right now you're not in the position to join our Patreon or buy some merch from us, what really helps is going on and leaving a review. Leaving a review where you listen to the podcast, give it 5 stars. All of that stuff really helps with the algorithm. Tell people to listen to the show. You know, that always helps. And if you are in the position, Patreon is $5 a month. We see you every time you pop up. Thank you so much. New subscribers. You get a backlog of a ton of episodes. We covered 90 Day Fiancé UK. We have a ton of documentaries that we've covered. It's all up there. On Patreon for $5 a month, you're going to get a backlog of episodes. And then also our merch, I will put our link in our bio. It's not in our link tree yet. I need to do that today. And there's going to be a massive amount of merch that's going to be up on our website, including my personal shop, A Brit in the Sun, which is going to be in there, which I transferred from Etsy because I'm still in a massive fight with Etsy because they said I had a copyright infringement. But that is a story for another day. So I'm putting all of my store on to our Tender Love and Care podcast shop, as well as all our merch for the poddy. Go and check it out. I love you all. Thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And remember, DM me, email us, tenderloveandcarepod@gmail.com. I read and respond to every single message. I love you guys. Bye.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.